So I crawl.
And it sounds like a fat kid down the slide.
Oh my god, no. I didn't I didn't slide drag myself down the hallway.
You didn't? I mean, that's the way to go. Did you oil the floor down first? Like, slick?
Literally, hands and knees crawled out of my room.
Wasagucci.
What's Gucci?
Yeah, I've kissed a dude before.
Why are we kissing dudes?
I once held in a fart so long that I lost my boner.
Flaccid, flaccid.
Is this the guy that didn't give you ribs at his cookout?
Nigel ain't got no ribs.
I thought I may have caught autism.
Please welcome the Schmeatball Boys, Nigel Beck and Aaron Boo.
Oh, we're back.
All the way in.
2021, we're here. And we started off 2021 rough. Rough. It's already whooping our asses.
Like a Schmeatball Boy should.
You want to talk about your gimpy ass or my gimpy ass first?
Let me go first, because mine's not as funny as yours. Oh, mine's
more into an old fucking man over the holidays.
Mine's just more stop being fat and just start living better.
I want to point out that I'm much heavier than you, and I've never had these issues that you're
I know. It's funny as I think about people that have had this problem before, and I think, or that have never had this problem, sorry. Yeah. And I think, how not?
The 1,000-pound sisters that have never had this problem.
Yeah, I know. It's weird.
But you had it.
No stress, maybe. Maybe not stressed out.
I mean, they literally have all of that gravity pulling them down, but yeah, cool.
Yeah, but that's just gravity. That's not stress.
Looking like a whole truck of mayonnaise on one person. But yeah, you go ahead, bro.
All right, I'll start then. So I went to Walmart on the Saturday after Christmas. So that was the 26th. Okay. Got in there, did a full cartload of shopping, was checking out, went to pay, and realized forgot my wallet. So
you called stole
the
it
little
all?
No, I did not do that. Called the girl over there and I said, hey, can you just ring out a receipt? Or I don't want to ring all this in again. Yeah. Self checkout. So she goes, well, are you going to be fat? I said, I'm right outside. So let me go grab my stuff, my wallet. Let me come right back in. I'll pay for all of it. She's like, okay, sounds good. She goes, I'll wait for you. I said, okay, sounds good. So I lightly jog. I would definitely not say sprint, but I lightly jog out there. Got a little too close to a weather drain or water. I don't know what that's called in the Walmart parking lot.
Yeah, where it just runs off. It's just a drain.
Yeah, okay, the drain. Tweaked my ankle just a hair. Thought, okay, I'm good. No, I'm good. You know, I have baby ankles, so.
Yeah, they're the weakest ankles of all time.
Yeah.
That's why you were never a ballerina.
I think you're I've sprained each ankle at least 10 times.
Jesus Christ.
So, anyways, did that.
Weaker, your ankles or your wrists?
Oh, definitely my ankles.
Okay.
Definitely my ankles. I've never sprained my wrist. I take that back. I have one time.
Mm. You know what they say about weak wrists?
No, I have no idea.
You know?
Oh.
It's a gay man.
Little flamboyant. Is that what it is? Man. Okay, yeah. Gay man. Okay, sorry. again, get back inside real fast. Pay for my stuff. I'm good. I think, okay, we're good. Get it all going. Go and see Gary's parents for a second. Good to go. Go home. Fine. Sleep. Fine. Sunday, I wake up and my ankle is little swollen. I'm just like,
diabetes.
I have something. I'm thinking, okay, well, that's interesting. Okay, well, let me put a brace on. I did tweak my ankle yesterday. Maybe it, got a little worse somehow.
You do seem like the kind of guy who owns multiple ankle braces and wears them all the time. I don't know why. I just imagine you waking up every day putting on braces.
No, I have three variations though. So I have a sleeve, which is no Velcro at all.
Yeah, you just pull it on. Yeah.
So I've got that. I've got a Velcro one, where it's like as tight as you can do it, Velcro it together. Yeah. Then I've got, you know, like the Ace bandage, where you use the metal little clippy things. Yeah. I don't know what they're called.
Yeah.
The clippy things. And yeah,
it's
they
like, it's like strong gauze.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
I know what an Ace bandage is.
Okay. So I've got three of those. Or I've got three different types. You used
all three of them.
No. I've only used the one. Because I really don't fit into that slip-on anymore. Uh-huh. So it's like a... So anyways.
You got that fat foot now?
Apparently so.
Diabetes foot. Okay.
Apparently so. So I use the Velcro one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Nice and tight. Walking around all day on it. I'm okay. Not too bad. Again, go to sleep, wake up next morning, hurts even worse. And I'm thinking, well, this is new. I've never had an ankle injury go from okay to worse.
Mm-hmm.
Normally it's like super bad.
It gets better.
And then it slowly, like day by day, gets a tiny bit better. It's like when
you jam your finger.
Yeah.
It's like it sucks right then and there, and it just slowly gets better.
It's not even that bad. So I'm getting a little concerned, thinking, okay, it shouldn't be any worse, but it is now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like a full-blown, like, baby limp.
Okay.
I don't even say baby limp. It's like a full limp. Like, I'm barely pushing off on it type thing.
Yeah. You're just dragging it behind you?
Pretty much, yeah. It feels like it's almost dead weight. Not quite, but I can still use it a little bit. It's not terrible. Go to work. Do all of work, which was... not fun, since somebody's been out.
Hey, my wife had COVID.
For 2 weeks.
Hey, guess what? Never caught it.
Yeah.
Study my blood. I'm the fucking cure. I didn't socially distance from my wife. We were real close, if you know what I'm saying. For 2 straight weeks, never caught it. Tested 3 times. Like, deep up in my nose, never caught it. I'll get tested right now. Don't have it. Study my blood. Dr. Fauci, come down here and suck my blood. You vampire fuck. I'm going to save America with my blood.
I hope you do. I really do.
Oh, I want to make everyone pay for it. I'm not going to be nice like the government and be like, oh, here's some free vaccines. I'm like, $25, you get a droplet.
$25 a pop.
Suck my blood.
A little pop. A little pop.
A little one.
I got you. So, go to bed Monday night after having a full work day and thinking, okay, well.
Can't relate.
I feel like it's getting a little bit worse by the end of the night. I'm thinking, this isn't any better. Wake up. I don't even say wake up. Went to bed Monday night, probably around 10-ish. Tried to go to bed. Tried to sleep, tried to get my ankle comfortable, was trying all these different positions, propping it up, icing it, doing all this other crap, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
Go out to the couch, go out to the chair, go out, and I'm all over the place.
During this time, do you have any idea what you were eating?
I wasn't eating anything at the moment.
No, I meant just like over those 2 days.
No, I mean, I knew it was the holidays, okay?
Yeah, no, listen, I'm not judging your diet overall. I'm saying, because I know what I did on the holidays, and it was very bad.
Well,
I'm just, like, were you just eating, like, straight up meat? Just raw
meat? So, here's the thing. Like,
raw dog? So, what are we talking here?
Me and Carrie, we always joke, because she likes the sweet, I like savory. Yeah.
Yeah, you go together like ebony and ivory.
Yeah.
Except you're both ivory.
White, yeah. So I mean, I thought a little bit like, okay, been eating a little bit more meat these past like week and a half, almost 2 weeks, just the holidays and work, and it was a bunch of stuff. All I know is I could not sleep Monday night.
Which day of the week? Goddamn, Google Calendar. Sorry.
Monday night.
Jesus.
I think I got maybe an hour and a half of sleep.
Oh, that's pretty good.
The whole night.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a little rough. Tuesday morning, I text the boss and just tell him, hey, no way that I'm going to be able to print any t-shirts today. I'm not going to do anything.
My foot amputated from diabetes.
I said, hey, I have to go to an urgent care. I have to get this checked out because there's no way that I can continue on like this. It was like this is how bad it was. I have tile all throughout my house, except the bedrooms. Okay, so the bedrooms are carpeted.
You could only
walk in the bedroom? No. Oh. I left my bedroom crawling, hands and knees.
So this was like the perfect time to be in Saw 1.
Oh my God, yes.
Because you wanted to cut it off anyway.
I would have taken it off at the knee. That's how bad it was.
So you're crawling through. At no point were you like, there's got to be a better way. You're like, I'm just going to crawl.
No. So I tried two different ways.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Jumping hurts because of the jerking motion up and down.
The jumping wasn't terrible. It was just so loud. Because my boys' rooms are like right there out of my bedroom.
Can I tell you something? If I'm not doing good, no one else is either.
No, I don't know. I want them to sleep.
If I can't sleep, I can't sleep, you're not sleeping.
No, because if they're awake, that means they're crying, making noises, and then I can't sleep.
That's fine. You're already sleeping.
I thought maybe I could.
Listen, if I can't sleep, I'm in bed next to my wife, flicking her in the ear, being like, I can't sleep, let's talk.
I'm not doing that.
No, that's the thing. It's got to be about you, bro.
It can't be. If your ankle hurts, you go into your child's room
with a fucking hammer and you show them what an ankle pain feels like.
Have you heard my 1 year old just all night long? No, it's terrible. That's worse.
Why does he make that noise?
Than my 4 year old.
It sounds like he's making ice. Is he good? It's
like fucking worse than my 4 year old talking to me. That's fine. My 4 year old's talking to me.
Can I tell you what? It also annoys the shit out of me when your 4 year old talks to me.
Okay, well, that's good to know. That's good to know.
You're not a bird. No, I'm not. Congrats. You figured that one out. I'm trying
to show you that you could hop on one foot.
Yeah. Look what I can do.
Okay, so I think, be quiet, as quiet as possible. So I crawl.
And it sounds like a fat kid down the slide.
Oh my God, no. I didn't drag myself down the hallway.
You didn't? I mean, that's the way to go. Did you oil the floor down first? Like, slick?
Literally, hands and knees crawled out of my room. Went to the couch. Went to the chair. Couldn't get comfortable. Couldn't do anything. Had to go to the bathroom. Like I normally do 14 times within 2 hours.
Which I don't fucking understand.
I don't get it either. And I'm going to the bathroom.
Diabetes. People pee a lot when they have diabetes. Your foot don't work. You pee a lot. Diabetes.
So anyways, text my boss and just tell me what's going on.
He's texting me.
I said, hey, I'll be in the morning, but I do have to leave like around 9 because that's when the urgent care opens. I have to get checked out because this is too much. Do all that. Going to work.
Was he texting you, pussy?
No, he didn't. He didn't text me any of that. He didn't text me.
Okay.
Going to work. Get all that taken care of. Go to the urgent care. Soon as I tell them.
You can't stand. You're not going to fight the guy.
As soon as I tell the doctor what's going on, she's like, okay. She goes, let me see your foot. Literally, one hand just on the side of my ankle just touches it and goes, oh, I know what it is.
Diabetes.
I was like, okay, what is it? What is it? She goes, she starts asking me all these questions. I'm just like, you already know what are you asking me questions for? You know what it is. So she asked me all these questions. It's mainly a bunch of yeses. She goes, oh, yeah, okay, yep.
A lot of sugary foods?
No.
Insulin issues?
Being overweight, no exercise, lots of red meat, bad diet, just in general, and lots of stress.
Honestly, that sounds like the perfect Tinder profile.
The only thing I didn't answer yes to was, do you drink beer or wine? And I was like, no.
Like, hard alcohol only.
She was like, beer or wine? I was like, no, not at all. She goes, okay, well, yeah, no, you have gout.
Without a doubt, you got that gout.
I have what?
Like, I'm not 75. I have
gout? She was like, yeah, you have gout. I was like, okay, cool. Cool. What do I got? What are we doing? So, got two shots, got a bunch of medication, went away. Still battling a little bit. Not gonna lie.
Battling. Battling. Like high ankle sprain. I'm trying to. I'm doubtful for Sunday, but I'm battling the injury.
I'm battling. Okay. I'm battling it. Yeah. So I'm battling for work tomorrow.
Yeah.
So you know.
Doubtful.
Probably. Yeah. We'll probably. See. Yeah.
I got
game time decision. You know.
Ooh, I like that game time decision. That's what you should do. You should just roll up into the parking lot and look at Patrick. Do a couple wind sprints. Do a couple wind sprints and be like, nah, ain't
nah,
it? And
it's
just
get not, in the car and leave. Happening. It's not happening. It's like, not happening today.
I'm out.
So
and then everyone gets mad because of in the printing fantasy game, you're like, oh fuck, Aaron's out. I gotta rely on who? I don't even know this guy. Shit.
Printing fantasy game.
I'm not gonna get the extra points for business cards. This is bullshit.
So yeah, that's my that's it.
You good? You good?
He got me, man. I wouldn't expect all that.
So
what happened to you?
I broke my toe. My what? Second toe. Not my big toe on my left foot, but the toe right next to it, the neighbor.
When?
Fuck, what's it been? 4 days now? 5 days? 4 or 5 days?
So we both.
It's been really recently. Luckily, that toe isn't one that you have to like go to the doctor for and have to like give you a cast because you can't do anything for a toe. Wait for the swell to go down, and then I'm going to tape it to the toe next to it, and I'm going to go on with my life. The problem is.
But we both have lower leg injuries.
On our left foot.
Was it your left foot?
Yeah.
So over Christmas, New Year's break, that's what we did.
So the problem was I've been watching a lot of Cobra Kai. Which, if you don't know what Cobra Kai is, it's the spinoff TV series of like the Karate Kid. So we had binged it. We're done with it now, but we were almost through the third season that just came out on the first, mind you, and we were done by like the third or fourth. We watched all of that shit. Well, my stupid bitch Corgi was giving me the eye, and I was like, obviously I gotta fuck him up.
You know.
So I start hitting him with that karate. I'm like, ike, hitting him with these chops. He starts trying to bite back because I'm just like hitting him with it. And so I'm just like standing up and I'm like hitting him with the side jab and creating space. It's like tapping him on the head like a stupid fucking mutt. I'm like, bow, no respect for you. Slap his stupid hanging jaw so you can hear it like slap shut. I'm just like, you stupid dog. I'm like beating the fuck out of him. He's barking. And I'm like, I'm going to hit him with some fancy shit he ain't seen before. I'm going to hit this little weird jump spin kick. So the problem was I was wearing socks on this carpet. And I jump, spun, barely miss him because I'm not trying to actually fuck him up, land, but my toe like power slides forward like David Lee Roth, blast that toe straight into the wood support of the couch, like 110 miles an hour, and I'm like, yikes, that hurts, somersault over the couch like a badass, and I sit there for a minute, and I'm like, dude, I really fucked up, like my foot hurt, not my toe, my whole foot hurts, I'm like, you know what? It's probably not that bad. Just walk it off. Because like maybe 2 weeks before, I had stubbed my toe pretty good, but I didn't break anything. Same spot, actually, too, which is
fucking my fault. Oh, you did that.
I constantly hit my foot right there.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, God damn it. The next day, I wake up, and I look down at my foot, and it is bruised from tip down past that toe knuckle. And I looked at Ashley, and I was like, hey, I broke my toe. And, of course, she's like, a good wife. She's like, oh, my goodness, what do we do? Like, how do we do this? And she goes, wait, was this when you were fucking around with a dog yesterday doing karate? And I was like, yeah, I'm almost a 30-year-old man, and I broke my toe doing karate in the fucking living room against my dog.
Yes, that's when it happened.
And I would do it again. I'm going to do it again. And I have done it again since then.
I'm not going to lie. You give me nothing but karate chop moves for the past 2 days.
Yeah.
And I really wasn't actually understanding it until now.
So
that makes sense.
Cobra Kai is this really weird line. So it's like, it's so fucking cheesy. It's like an 80s movie. You kind of hate it. But then it's kind of funny and you're kind of into it. And you think about what it's really about and you're like, this is so off base. It's like High School Musical, but instead of basketball and singing, they're just kids just fucking each other up with karate in the middle of like a mall food court.
Yeah.
Listen, in my high school, if you had brought that karate shit to me, you could be the baddest dude in the karate dojo. We're going to beat the fuck out of you on principle. Like, oh, karate is really cool. No, it's fucking not. Karate's never been cool.
Fuck that's you. A lot. And that's not my thugs.
You bring that karate shit into my house, I'm going to karate the fuck out of your face.
I bet you could karate like, somebody in the middle of Tulsa Mall. In the middle of Woodland Hills Mall. If you go to North Tulsa, there's a mall out there. That's not happening.
Yeah, North Tulsa, Lawton? I'm going to get shot before I get Lawton? In the mall.
Yeah, you go to Lawton? Yeah, you're getting beat up. Yeah.
There's not even a mall in Lawton anymore.
That's true, actually.
But yeah, you're doing karate in the fucking... I'm gonna be like,
you, wow. You could do that karate in Tulsa Mall. I guarantee you. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not impressive.
Yeah. Is there a ghetto Oklahoma City mall? I know there's like two.
I have no idea. I've never I was never malls. A mall kid.
Really? Ever?
Mm-mm.
Man.
Okay, so full disclosure, I wasn't allowed into the Lawton Mall because I got banned.
No, you didn't. When?
I was maybe 14. Remember when they put the photo booth down there by the movie theater?
Yeah.
You know what you're not allowed to do? Take pictures of your asshole.
Dick? Oh, okay. Asshole. Okay.
Had my whole ass mooning it.
Whole ass or asshole?
My ass was out. Like my full furry ass.
Okay. Well, that's not
They took a picture... But the thing was, is I didn't realize it shows the pictures from going on the inside.
Oh, yeah.
Outside.
Yeah.
And the first thing that happened, I got my pants around my ankles. I'm like, there's a picture of my butt. And then the security guard grabs me. And it was just like, it was a super weird experience because I've never been in trouble at that point. And I was like, I'm a good kid. What? This is crazy. And then he was like, you're not going to run, are you? And we're like in the middle of the mall. I was like, no. And he goes, okay. And then puts me in handcuffs like I fucking murdered somebody.
Jeez.
And then walks me all the way to the security office. And then because my dad didn't take it seriously and I didn't take it seriously, they just banned me.
No, you got because my dad thought it was a fucking mall? Joke
and I was laughing the whole time telling him. And he was like, this is pretty fucking funny. And then we went and like had dinner. And he was like, fuck that mall. I was like, yeah, fuck that mall. I mean, I still went to like the movie theater in the mall because that was like the hot movie theater at the time.
It never was.
At the time.
No, never
was. Yeah, you remember, I lived on the east side. I'm not driving I guess that's true.
Yeah, you live on the east side. Yeah. Which is really funny because now when you live in Tulsa, you're way on the west side of Lawton was 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And now to get from
anywhere. Anywhere is a 30-minute drive. It's a 30-minute drive.
Listen, just like us all the time. It's my commute to work is
15 minutes, but I leave 30 minutes fucking early because it's 30 fucking minutes to go anywhere. I look at the map. It says 15 minutes. I'm like, yeah, it's going to be 30 fucking minutes.
I love when you see something on your map and it says you're 7 miles away. In Lawton, you're like, okay, maybe 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Maybe 10 minutes at most.
Yeah.
Here, you're 35 minutes away.
And the best part of that is you're driving 150 miles an hour and it still takes you 30 fucking minutes. Like, I'm not listening to speed limits. I don't want, like in Tulsa, you don't even have to pay attention to the fucking traffic lights. You just go.
Just go. Go when it says go. That's like, it.
Jesus, man.
It's fun stuff.
Yeah, so I broke a toe.
I had gout. You got
diabetes.
I had gout, not diabetes.
You also won the...
I'm vegan.
You also won the fantasy football league.
I did.
Fuck you for that. You immediately lost all the money you won.
Not all of it, but a good portion of it. Thanks, Blake. Appreciate it.
Does he even listen to this?
Probably I don't know. Anyways.
Probably not. Maybe.
It's been fun, though.
Yeah. Who are we giving shout-outs to? Anyone? No one? That's it? That's cool? We're done? Hey, 2021. It's going to be a
gout year. I hope this is real because I saw that. Is that real? Is that real?
Is what real?
Jason Garrett might be the head coach of the Chargers.
Hey.
Let's go.
There's going to be tons of rounds of applause for you, bro.
Let's go LA. Don't. I really hope
Don't even think about it. Don't even think about it. Just smile.
Don't sign.
Don't even think about it. Just smile.
Are you mad? It's been a good 2020.
Has it been a good 2020? No, 2020.
We started a podcast in 2020. Yeah, it's been a good 2020.
I mean, I did a lot of things in 2020 fun. I regret.
Including the podcast?
No, I meant...
Oh, just in general.
Working with you.
Okay, I appreciate that.
The podcast. Anything that hurts your feelings, just assume I regret that.
That's what you regret. Okay, well, yeah. That's cool. Appreciate okay. that.
GGs, keep it trills. Be on the lookout for the next episode dropping.
And in 2020, like always, stay Gucci.